All right, we're going to switch focus here a little bit to hepatitis C, and you'll see the linkage between that and HIV. And it's good to hear all these different success stories today, and that's why I'm here today, is to share one of them that we're having in Mecklenburg County. I don't have any research findings to present, but this is kind of maybe a how-to guide if you're interested in doing something similar in your own community. So we're going to be talking about linking hepatitis C testing to our community-based HIV testing sites. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. So a little background about hepatitis C. I don't know how much you're already familiar with, but the CDC estimates that there are about 2.7 to 3.9 million individuals here in the U.S. that are living with chronic hepatitis C infection. And you'll see that's a pretty wide range for that estimate, one of the reasons being is that the epidemiology is largely unknown. This is not a reportable communicable disease in many states, and that includes North Carolina. So there's still a lot of information that we need to collect. Some of the things that we do know that the mortality rate has been increasing over the years. In 2006, it was about 4.4 deaths per 100,000 population. That's been increasing, latest numbers from 2010, up to 4.7 deaths per 100,000 population. And we also know that the highest mortality rates are in these age groups, age 45 to 54 and 55 to 64, with as high as 13.4 deaths per 100,000 population. Now, we also know that since 2007, the number of deaths from chronic hepatitis C infection has been greater than the number of deaths from HIV and AIDS in each year. We also estimate that about a quarter of individuals that are living with HIV are also co-infected with hepatitis C. And that number dramatically increases when we look at the population of HIV-positive IV drug users, where that number goes up to anywhere between 50 and 90%. We also know that most individuals that are living with chronic hepatitis C are unaware of their infection status. So what has been done in order to address some of these challenges? The CDC put out in 1998 several recommendations as to who should be screened for hepatitis C. I'm not going to list all of them here, but some of the main ones include anyone who reports any history of IV drug use, receiving blood transfusions or an organ transplant, individuals who've been on long-term dialysis, individuals who experienced a healthcare exposure like a needle stick or something like that, and then children of women who are living with chronic hepatitis C should also be tested. Now, in 2012, the CDC expanded that recommendation to include all adults that were born between 1945 and 1965. And they did that because they determined that somewhere possibly around 1 in 33 of adults that were born during these years, are infected with chronic hepatitis C. And that accounts for about 3 out of every 4 infections. Now, the Mecklenburg County Health Department, we've been providing free HIV and syphilis testing through our community-based testing program for a number of years. And our community-based testing program does include several substance abuse treatment centers. And we've been receiving requests from clients at these treatment centers for hepatitis C screening for a number of years as well. Now, unfortunately, before 2012, the grants that funded our community-based testing program, we had some from CDC, some from SAMHSA, those did not include funding for hepatitis C screening. So all we could do was refer individuals to local primary care providers. However, most of the population we serve in our CBT program are uninsured or underinsured, and they really weren't able to get the screening that they'd been requesting. Now, all of this changed in 2010 when the state of North Carolina entered into a cooperative agreement with a CDC project called the PCSI Project, the Program Collaboration and Service Integration Project. Now, the PCSI goal basically is to expand screening options. And that could include testing for tuberculosis, for syphilis and HIV if you weren't already doing so, for gonorrhea, chlamydia, other STDs, and then also for hepatitis C. They kind of wanted to set up a one-stop shop where when you're delivering one particular service, then you could also screen for a number of different chronic infections or communicable diseases. So finally, the health department was awarded funds to incorporate hepatitis C screenings in our community-based testing program. And so this started a long conversation about kind of the pros and cons of expanding our testing services. Some of the concerns that were brought up was that there's limited resources for treatment in the area. And so the county's health department had some very valid concerns about, should we be screening for infection when treatment may not be available? We also had some concerns over the fact that PCE was going to provide funding for 3 years. And would we be able to continue to provide the service at the end of PCE funding? And if not, how is this going to affect our community partnerships? We've been fostering these partnerships for many years. The last thing we wanted to do was start to meet a need that they had been expressing and then not be able to follow through with that later on. So in order to get some answers to some of these concerns, we decided that our first step would be to provide some education and training to our own staff. So we invited some of the members from the PCE program to come and meet with our own county leadership and then talked a little bit about the cost and benefits of expanding the screening to include hepatitis C. We also invited the North Carolina Adult Viral Hepatitis Prevention Coordinator to do an in-service for all of our staff. We already had some basic knowledge about hepatitis C, but we definitely needed to increase that if we were going to start to offer the service. And as a result of that, and that obviously increased our awareness of both national and local hepatitis C resources. Now, when we talk about the cost and benefits of expanding testing, the costs are relatively low. The laboratory cost was going to be less than $10 per test. And when we talked about the benefits, we talked more about how being aware of one's status could then lead to behavior change, and that could reduce the risk of both transmission as well as disease progression. And also the fact that not everybody who tests positive for hepatitis C is going to need treatment. About 5 to 20% of individuals would develop cirrhosis over about 20 years. So also when it comes to the funding issue, we'd been hearing that the PCE project was going to be the model for the future and that the community-based testing grants were going to be going in the direction of including funds for hepatitis C screening. So we also wanted to engage all our community partners. Again, as I mentioned, the clients at the substance abuse treatment programs had been requesting hepatitis C screening. The staff had recognized that need. The staff had some similar concerns about limited resources for treatment, so that involved some education with the staff at the CBT sites as well. We also needed to contract with outside lab services. Our own labs were not providing hepatitis C screenings, so we currently have a contract with LabCorp. We needed to develop a resource list for people who do test positive during this program. And that involved strengthening our collaborations with local primary care providers that we were going to be referring folks to. That included the one federally qualified health center that we have in the Charlotte area. But then we also have some other primary care providers that focus on providing services for folks without insurance or underinsured. So we were finally able to expand our testing options in March of 2012. And so we began to offer free hepatitis C screenings at 7 different substance abuse treatment centers. It's the only free hepatitis C screening available in Mecklenburg County. Between March of last year and September of this year, we tested a total of 1,651 people. Of those, 279 tested positive, which gives us a positivity rate of just under 17%. Now, these were individuals who were mostly unaware of their hepatitis C status. So, obviously, the rate is going to be much higher probably among the population of individuals at these substance abuse treatment centers. So, for the individuals who do test positive for hepatitis C, they will meet with one of our counselors one-on-one. They're provided some written information. I have a copy of the guide that we designed if anyone's interested in having that. Some of the information that we covered during that consultation, strategies they can use to protect their own health, referrals to those primary care providers in the area for necessary follow-up, strategies to reduce the risk of transmission to others. We also provided some referrals to the National Hepatitis C Hotline and a local hepatitis support group. I don't know if you're aware of the National Hepatitis C Hotline. It's only been around for a couple of years now, I think. It's staffed by individuals that are also living with hepatitis C, and they kind of develop a coaching relationship where somebody can remain in constant contact with a particular coach that will kind of guide them through the process of seeking out different resources up until the possibility of treatment. And then we also encouraged individuals to come to the health department to get free vaccinations for hepatitis A and B. So for the future, I'm happy to say we've already secured funding through our existing community-based testing grants, both from CDC as well as SAMHSA. This is going to allow us to continue offering our hepatitis C screening at the current substance abuse treatment centers. It's also allowed us to expand that to include the different homeless shelters as well as the lesbian and gay community center. And then we also are going to be collecting some epidemiology, some demographic information of the population of individuals who do test positive for hepatitis C. Now, we know that's not going to be representative for the population of Mecklenburg County, but that information can be used as we develop future interventions. And so basically, in closing, these are some of the resources that we used as we developed a guide for individuals who test positive, as well as education for our staff as we talked about whether we wanted to expand our screening options. And then I also have some written information from all of these organizations as well. And then if you have some other questions about implementing something similar in your own community, by all means, please get in touch with me. And then there's also information here about the CDC's PIXI program. And that's all I have.